What is up? What is up, everybody? I am your girl, the princess of all.
I'm your boy, 2K Bentley.
And we are here on WGTSDB with the lovely Jonathan Lloyd. How are you, fam?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're good. Now, what city are you calling us from?
Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island.
Okay. That's different. Now, how has this experience been for you? I mean, traveling city to city, state to country, like, how has that experience been for you at such a young age?
Oh, it's a blessing. Get to kill two birds with one stone. I love traveling. I love basketball. So to have this ball take me to different places has been a blessing.
Now, how different is it playing in Canada versus playing in China?
Let's see. The basketball is much different in terms of the athleticism. Like, with, you know, Canadians and Americans, we real athletic, we like to get up and down. When I was in China, it was more of a set style of play, and they were big. They were some big dudes out there though, but the style of play was more controlled.
So do they look at you kind of different? Like, let's say you come down and you try to, like, post somebody, or somebody gets posted in Canada and America, that we look to that as normal. Do they look at it different over in China?
Nah, it's still, you know, looking for mismatches, you know. At the end of the day, it's still basketball, but they just have a little more structure and, I don't want to say discipline, but they seem to be a little more, their leash isn't as long out there.
Okay.
Now, how is that as a player? Like, how do you, like, prepare for that? Because, I mean, to be going to, like, all these different areas and, okay, we got to do this in this area, but still be able to keep, you know, that 100% athleticism and, you know, scoring buckets. Like, how do you prepare for that?
Well, they sign you to play your game. So your job is to see where you can fit in their system. But you still have to be yourself, you know what I mean? So that you just have to be, you know, flexible. You have to be able to adapt to every situation. And, you know, that's what I try to focus, being a point guard. You know, I just try to see what the team needs and what the coach needs and where I can fit in and how I can make my players better.
Now, you average borderline, you score borderline 20 a game. How do you stay locked in? Like, throughout the entire season, what do you do? How do you stay locked in?
I tend to do a good amount of meditating, you know, because that just helps you. That helps your focus, and that's, you know, that's what basketball is. Who can focus the longest, you know? So that's what I try to do, is, you know, meditate and stay in my mind. So whenever I'm out on the court or I'm on the bench, you know, I'm constantly, you know, giving myself positive affirmations and reminding myself and just trying to stay locked into the game so that when I get out there or while I'm out there, I'm focused.
Okay. Now, taking this kind of all the way back to the beginning, now you started with the basketball league, the North American Premier Basketball League. How was that experience for you? And let's just talk about the journey of playing for them and how it's opened up so many doors.
So last year was the first year the league started, and, you know, it was fun, you know, it was a lot of good names, but since it was the first year, the traveling wasn't as comfortable, I should say. So that was the tough part, but it was good competition. You know, we still got to travel, so that was cool. And then the next year, you know, I was supposed to go to Greece, but something happened with my agent and miscommunication, whatever. And so Coach Wiley, you know, let me come back. And the next year it was a little more of a scoring role put on me. So I had to kind of bring it and be more of a leader.
Now, in basketball, it's a lot of improv going on. Like how you just said, you had to play more of a scoring role, and some coaches might ask you to play more of an assist role. Some coaches might ask you to play defensive role. Has there ever been a role that, obviously, once you get used to it and you apply yourself, it's going to become the norm? But when you first heard it, you were like, oh, man, I don't know how to do this, or I have to look this up and see how to change this, or what made you have to change the most to play a certain role?
Honestly, I haven't been a scoring point guard in a long time. So just being asked to, you know, be more looking at the basket instead of setting people up, I was more of a true point guard in terms of, you know, trying to get the ball, move the ball around, trying to set people up and lock up on defense. So, you know, being asked to do more on offense made me, you know, have to get in better shape so I can, you know, go 94 feet on both ends of the floor instead of just one end on the other floor. So nothing has ever just kind of took me back, but it just, there's different requirements for different roles, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the biggest difference, is making sure you're physically able to do it.
Now, how were the tryouts? Like, were the tryouts, like, very extensive? Like, you know, for someone who, you know, they may be looking to join, you know, the basketball league, what can they expect when they go to these tryouts?
A lot of people think you have to just put the ball in the hole, but you really just have to play good basketball and smart basketball, because these coaches know what they're looking for. So if you're just out there looking for yours, they're gonna think you're a selfish person, and that's not what they need. So I would say just play the game the right way and be a good teammate, and that will stand out a lot.
Okay. Now, you play currently for the Nevada Desert Dogs. Now, tell us a little bit about some of your other teammates and how's that experience been for you?
So I literally just left that team and moved to Canada.
Oh, okay.
About 4 days ago. So, but those are still my dogs, you know. Like, I love them guys. Got a lot of talent, you know. TC, he's a great player. Brandon Mitchell, we have a lot of versatile people on that team. Stephen McCall, another league guard that is real gritty like me. So, you know, there's a lot of good players. Dom Uepo, he's a great mismatch four man. You know, there's a lot of talent in the TBL. They just need more exposure so other people can see what they're missing.
Now, on the court, what would you have to say at a position? So let's say Kobe had Shaq, Mike had Pippen. Like, what position would you say, without a doubt, if you give me, let's say, a good small forward, I can run, we can be a dynamic duo. If you give me a good power forward, we can be a good duo. Like, what position do you think would always complement you and you could be a good duo with?
That's a good question. I would have to say, if you give me another guard that is high octane in terms of up and down, can put pressure on the ball and can put it in the hole at a high clip,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be dangerous, because that's a two-headed monster at the point guard and the shooting guard spot. So if I got that, it's going to be dangerous for anybody.
Okay.
Now, speaking of you going to a new team, how has it been adjusting to each country state? Because I know off the court, it is a lot of adjusting, whether it's weather, living circumstances. How have you been adjusting to that, going to the Canada League?
So the biggest adjustment for me has been the weather, because I'm from Vegas, and coming to Canada, it's a tundra out here, and that was the biggest adjustment for me, because I hopped off that plane and got smacked in the face by that 0-degree weather.
Yeah, it's a big difference weather-wise.
Yeah, I was not ready for that, let me tell you. So that's been the only adjustment. Other than that, man, I can get in, I can fit in anywhere. Like, it don't take much for me. As long as I got a roof over my head and, you know, good people around me, I'm solid. And I got a great team around me, so a bunch of good guys. So that makes everything enjoyable.
Now, I know the changes and changing teams and everything might, you know, always come up. But do you have anything that stays the same, like a pregame routine or something you eat every game day?
I'm not real superstitious. I kind of do the same warm up, I guess, in terms of, you know, just getting my body ready and handling the ball. I do that pretty much the same every time since college. But No superstitions though.
Okay. Now moving forward, what can the fans and the listeners look forward to see from you in this upcoming year or season?
Really, really great basketball. I got passion for this game. I love the game. So if you tune in and watch me play, you're going to see somebody who loves basketball. I run fast. I play real hard. And, you know, I put on the show.
Okay. Now go ahead and give out all of your social media, websites, everything so people can stay up to date and follow you to know your game schedules, everything.
You can follow me on Instagram at jloyd10. That's Lloyd with one L, jloyd10. Twitter is youngloyd24. Again, that's one L, youngloyd24. And yeah, I think that's all I got.
Okay.
So for somebody that's young and want to travel in your footsteps, what tips would you give them?
Stay in the gym and work on your skill work. But you have to remember that basketball is a privilege. So make sure you handle all your other priorities as well. Coming to school work, coming to, you know, being a good son or daughter, you know. Like, you have to be a great person because basketball teaches you life lessons. So how you are off the court is how you are on the court and vice versa.
Okay. Dope advice. Well, listen, people, make sure you guys stay looking out for him because he's the next best thing. All right. Don't touch you down. It's WGTSDB.